If you let fear drive, you'll quietly cancel yourself before anyone else even has the chance. That's why you need a better operating system. Redemption.
Welcome to Finish Well, the podcast that helps you silence discouragement and chase the dream on your heart rooted in faith.
This week, I had a moment that kind of stopped me in my tracks. I posted a video for my business and I was really proud of it. It was something I'd worked very hard on, the kind of video you finish editing and think, yes, this is good. People are going to love this. I hit publish and for a moment, I felt that rush of excitement. But then some comments started rolling in and it wasn't from my followers, not from the people who actually know me or understand my heart. It was from strangers, total strangers. And they picked it apart. They didn't see my intention. They didn't see the heart behind it. They just made their own conclusions and let me have it. Suddenly, my heart sank. I could feel the anxiety rising and my mind started just spiraling with questions like, what if this ruins my business? What if one wrong move online cancels me completely? And honestly, I was literally shaking. I was just nervous that like, what have I done? And if you've ever put yourself out there, whether it's a business idea, a product launch, a piece of content, or just sharing your story, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Cancel culture is a real fear. It shapes how we show up. It makes us second guess ourselves, and it silences people before they even start. And it's not just on the internet. Cancel culture shows up in real life too. Someone finds out something about you they don't like or values don't align and suddenly you're cut off like you're worthless. No conversation, no grace, just done. Think about how common that is now, especially online. Instead of working through conflict, instead of having a conversation, people just cancel and attack. That mentality is everywhere. And if you're not careful, it starts to seep in how you see yourself and your business. You start walking on eggshells, worrying about people's judgments. You start playing it safe instead of leading boldly, taking chances, or just being yourself. You stop innovating because safety feels easier than standing out. But here's the truth. Cancel culture is not God's culture. Cancel culture says, if you fail, you're finished. God's culture says, even in failure, I redeem. Cancel culture says, one wrong move and you're worthless. God says, even in weakness, you are valuable. Cancel culture says, you don't deserve another chance. God says, my mercy is new every morning. Cancel culture cuts people off. God's culture calls people higher. If you don't believe God redeems, you will play small. You will shrink back. You will censor your own calling. But when you know his plan is always redemptive, full of hope, suddenly failure doesn't look like the end anymore. It looks like part of the process. Before I go further, let me just pause and be clear about something. When I say God redeems everything, I don't mean you're supposed to stay in toxic situations or keep excusing unhealthy behavior. Redemption doesn't erase wisdom. If you got an employee who shows up late every day or a client who constantly disrespects your time, you don't have to keep letting it slide in the name of grace. Setting boundaries is wisdom. Here's the difference. Redemption means that even when you enforce boundaries, even when something ends, even when you walk away, God can still bring good out of it. So yes, you can forgive, you can release offense, and you can also say that person doesn't get access to me anymore. That's not lack of grace, that's wisdom. All right, now I want to get practical. Fear of being canceled doesn't just show up online, it shows up everywhere. In business, it could look like this. You water down your message until it's bland enough to offend no one and inspire no one. You avoid taking smart risks because drawing attention feels dangerous. You stop innovating because fitting in feels safer than standing out. And then in life, it could look like this. You say yes when you should say no because you don't want people to leave. You hide parts of yourself because you'd rather be accepted for a mask than rejected for who you are. You downplay your calling because the thought of being misunderstood feels heavier than the cost of silence. Here's the problem. Fear convinces you that playing small keeps you safe, but in reality, it kills growth. Businesses don't scale by staying safe, and people don't grow by staying comfortable. If you let fear drive, you'll quietly cancel yourself before anyone else even has the chance. That's why you need a better operating system. Redemption. Redemption means failure doesn't get the final word. Criticism doesn't end the story. Mistakes aren't wasted. They're material God can use. Fear says if you mess up, you're done. Redemption says even your worst day can become the seed of something better. And the people who build businesses and lives that last are the ones who choose redemption over fear. And this is why God's redemptive character matters, because the truth is you will make mistakes. You will be misunderstood, just like I was. People will criticize you, but that doesn't mean you're finished. It means you have an opportunity to learn, to grow, to watch God bring good out of it. And now let's look at scripture. Joseph was betrayed, but God used it to save nations. Peter denied Jesus, but God restored him to lead. Paul persecuted the church, but God turned him into a missionary. Redemption isn't God's backup plan. It is his plan. If he could redeem those stories, he can redeem yours, and he can redeem mine. And here's what we really need to recognize. All of this, the criticism, the fear, the anxiety that tries to take over, it's a tactic. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, which means people are not the real enemy. Their words might sting, but the deeper battle is spiritual. Every time fear rushes in, every time offense takes root, every time anxiety tells you to quit, that's not just random. That's a strategy. That's a tactic designed to divide you, distract you, and derail what God has put on your heart. And once you see it for what it is, something shifts. Instead of panicking, you recognize the pattern. Instead of spiraling, you can put your foot down and say, "Not today. This does not get to decide my future." Because the truth is, the enemy doesn't want you to succeed in business or life. He wants to take your peace. He wants your confidence. He wants your calling. But God's word is a counterattack. "Fear not, I am with you." He repeats this over and over and over again in scripture. He knows fear is relentless and the world is loud, but his presence is louder. And when you realize that, a boldness starts to rise in you. Fear no longer feels final because redemption always has the last word. So let's end this with something practical. When fear of being canceled rises up in your life or your business, here are three things to remember. One, pause before reacting. Fear wants you to panic, to defend yourself, to spiral. Step back, breathe. Get perspective before you make your next move. Two, clarify what's yours. Is this a mistake I need to own? Then own it, apologize and learn. Is this an attack with no truth in it? Then release it and move on. Three, keep building. Don't let fear freeze you. Don't cancel yourself. Send the email, do the thing, launch the product, post the video. The way forward is always through. Cancel culture will tell you you're done, but God's culture says you're redeemed. Redemption doesn't erase boundaries. It doesn't mean pretending it's fine when it's not. It means that even in the face of an attack, criticism, or failure, your story isn't over. So don't let fear make your decisions. Don't let strangers on the internet decide your future. And don't cancel yourself before you even begin. Because God's plan for you, for your business, and for your life is always redemptive. Finish well.